Are you a sheep? No. You're a dragon. Be a dragon.
This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Hearing, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, my name is Monica, and with me today again is my lovely, amazing, glorious, beautiful, ponchoed, amazing glasses and wonderful royal blue sweatered Amanda. Wow.
Hi. That was glorious. That was like such a beautiful introduction. I feel like I'm regal or I'm a queen or something.
Which you are. You are. We're all queens.
We are all queens. Amanda, first of her name.
That stopped real quick though.
Well, because I'm not a mother, and I was kind of like mother of dust.
Mother and... of dust.
Mother fuck? Of dust and books. That's what I've got.
Nah.
That's true. We did vacuum.
So you're not even mother of dust anymore.
No.
How sad is this even to be mother of dust?
And then have my dust taken away from me. Well, like whatever that is about, like bullshit.
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, well. So hi, how you doing? What's new? What's all the things that's going on in the world?
That was so quick, the question, and my brain is so slow today. What's new? I've watched The Ranch and I'm done with it, obviously.
You finished already? Of course, you know what?
I mean, they're just like, what, 20 to 30 minutes and only 10 episodes per season? That's only like, what, 5 hours per season? That's nothing for 7 seasons. Oh wow, if you calculated up like
that's
this,
like 35 hours.
It's a working week. Yeah, whatever.
No judgments here.
Yeah, but if you add it up like this, I feel guilty now.
Why? Are you behind on something?
Not really.
Then you're fine.
Yeah, then I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
You're totally fine.
Oh, fine. Yeah, and I'm excited.
Why?
Because today, or at least in 2 days, I will come see you in person again.
Yay! Yay! I'm also excited. I just wanted you to say it.
I knew that you wanted me to say this. But yeah, now that the surprise is out of the bag, we can finally talk about it.
I know, it's been so hard. Like, there's been no episode build up, and by the time this comes out, like, this will be all over.
Come on, why are you saying this now? It's because we couldn't celebrate it until now, and now we celebrate it, it's basically over again.
Exactly. It's kind of sad. I'm like, oh.
Whatever. Now we're looking forward to it. Yes, fuck yeah.
Yay, fuck yeah. I'm excited. We're going to do all the things. I mean, we're not really going to do that much, actually.
I mean, but I heard this morning that you said something about party.
Yeah, did we? When we talked about on our Halloween episode, we talked about having a Halloween party, and I was like, nah, that can't happen. It's actually happening.
Yeah, and I remember you messaged me that I'm invited and I need to bring costumes, but I don't have costumes, so I don't know if I'm still invited.
I guess you can come. Either that, or like you can just hide out in your room the whole time.
I can do that.
Monica can't come.
She's not allowed. She has no costumes. She doesn't stick to the dress code.
No, it's going to be quiet. It's just us and our guests, our other guests, and our neighbors, and like that's about it.
Sounds great.
But it's still going to be fun because like that's 8 people, which is a good amount of people.
Nice. See?
Yeah.
So like, why are you talking it down? It's a legit party.
I'm not. I'm stoked for it.
Like, three people are already a group, so three people could already have a party. I mean, I don't want to know what kind of party this is, but it's still a party.
I don't know what kind of party that would be either, but yeah, still a party.
Nice.
This kind of party.
Sometimes I'm really sad that we don't have video with our show.
I mean, maybe we should be doing this on Twitch.
Dance Dance Revolution. Yeah, I can't even explain what's happening here, people. I'm not sure if there are words to describe this.
Just randomness.
What's going on with you?
With me. We booked our flights to Florida.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. So excited.
So short. It's happening soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happening in like 3 weeks.
Wow. That's almost last minute.
It kind of is, but we had it in our head that we were going around then anyway, so yeah. It's just the actual act that now we've booked it. It's like, oh shit, that really is in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, that is not a long time. Like, actually, when this episode comes out, it's the week after. Like, yeah, that's really not a long time away at all. No. No siree, Bob, it ain't.
Whatever that was now.
Whatever. Whatever your face.
No. What even did you say?
Yes, siree, Bob? Is that what I said? Did I say yes, siree, Bob?
I don't really know. Anyway, that's amazing. All the key lime pie, man. I'm really jealous of the key lime pie. But you can't even... Can you? You can't, can you?
Well, I can't eat, like, key lime pie, but if we find vegan key lime pie, I can totes shove that in my face. I'll be like this. Key lime pie!
Again, nobody saw this amazing visual.
Trying to make it an audio visual production.
That is totally something that you would hear in video games, that noise.
It's true. I'm just a walking, talking video game.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all? Yeah, it's true.
I look very, very similar to my Memoji, so who knows where we're actually from.
Maybe we
fell out of a video game one day.
Maybe we're in a video game. Maybe this is a video game. Maybe we're Sims.
Then my player must be really depressed.
Yeah, mine too. Mine would be like, huh, Amanda, she's been really lame lately. She's been actually like super productive. Let's break her leg so that now she has
that
to
makes
relax.
So much sense now.
Damn you, Sim Lord.
Damn you, Sim Lord.
Oh, wow. What is this episode? Like, what are we even talking about today, Monica?
We're chilling. We haven't chilled in a while, so we geek hearing and chill today.
Yeah, chilling, illin, a little bit of killing.
What?
But not actually any killing. You don't know that one either?
No, I don't know that one either.
Dude. If you know what I just referenced, listeners, let us know that you know. Let me know that you know what you know that I know that you know. Let me know.
You have your insiders with you, one part of our listeners. All the people who have no idea, they can message me instead.
Just be like, team illin, chillin, little bit of killin, or team lame.
Hello. my people, I don't know what to call them. My part of the listeners are not lame.
What are they?
We're motherfucking badass. Oh man, this episode is full of value.
This is definitely our high quality. This is why people listen to Geek Herring.
I mean, I would occasionally, maybe, think, I guess.
I mean, you can't have quality content every single week and not expect the occasional, like, let's just hang out with Amanda and Monica because they're fucking weird.
Yeah. I mean, if you've listened to a few episodes in the last years, then you generally know what you're up against anyway.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So how is Geeky Town with you in general?
Geeky Town's pretty good. I've been like geeking out over pretty much one thing and one thing only. And I'm only 12 years late to the party, but I'm totally okay with it.
What?
Yeah. I have discovered The Mortal Instruments by Cassandra Clare, the book series.
Okay.
And I found the first one for £1 in a charity shop a month ago. And I was like, people talk about this a lot. Like, I had friends who were properly obsessed with it when it first came out, like stalking Cassandra Clare at book launches and stuff. And like, they were there because it's based in New York and these friends were like in and around New York. And it was a thing. They had to be to all their launches. And I was like, I really can't get into something like Harry Potter has just ended. I just had my heart broken into a million hundreds and tiny little pieces when JK killed the love of my life, Fred Weasley. And I just couldn't do it. And then I kind of got this, like, I'm sure it sucks anyways.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of had that mentality. I was like, whatever. So then I kind of was like, I don't want to read The Mortal Instruments. Anyways, I picked it up. Can't fucking put it down. I've got, like, all the books now. Every time I go to a charity shop, I'm like, do they have the next one? So now, yeah, I've got all the books. I've passed the first two off to another friend here who likes, like, young adult fantasy books. I'm like, here, you need to read these. And she's like, okay. Because we were talking about them when I first got them, and she was like, oh, I don't even know what that is. And I was like, I got you. And yeah, like, literally cannot put these books down. Was talking to the volunteer in the Oxfam yesterday, the bookstore that I was in getting the fifth one. And he was like, there's a sixth one. And I was like, there's not a sixth one. There's only five on the back. And there's only five in the list. And he's like, no, seriously, there's a sixth one. And I was like, oh. And I also discovered that there's two other series that are like tied to this world. And I'm like, dude. So yeah, there's lots going on. And like, I'm just hanging out with these characters. And I'm like, whoa. Though the only thing is, like, they're so predictable. Yeah. Like, there's been very few things, I should say, that I haven't been like, holy shit, like, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if she's just like blatantly foreshadowing or if she's doesn't even think she's being obvious, or like, I don't know. I'm like, but yeah, there's everything. I've just been like, this is obvious.
I reckon in written form, it's also pretty difficult to give enough clues or insight on things because you want people to feel like this can actually happen. Kind of. So you don't want, I guess you don't want to write something where people then cannot relate at all to the storyline because it's so out of the story in general that you wouldn't be able to wrap your head around this. So that's why I guess it's also really tricky to wrap stuff into a story to not give away too much, but to not be too obvious. And
yeah,
probably tricky.
Yeah.
It's what is though. It about in general? Like,
It's about, well, your usual low fantasy arcs, like vampires, werewolves, demons. But then there's this race of beings who are sent from angels to combat against the werewolves and the demons and the vampires. And and they're like sworn to protect Earth from these demonic beings.
Okay. Interesting.
And then there's like your Voldemort-like character who wants to destroy everything. Nobody. Lawfully evil.
Nobody's like Voldemort.
Oh, no, he's not. I would say he's definitely not like Voldemort, but he's, you know,
the evil guy in the book.
He's a guy.
How many evil people, women do we have actually in stories? Cruella de Vil.
I know, I'm like Cruella de Vil, Maleficent.
Oh, yeah.
Ursula. True. Actually, all the Disney ones, they seem to be like evil queens scorned of some kind. Oh, well, not everyone, because Scar. Maybe Disney is the most balanced.
Considering that Walt Disney wasn't really women-friendly in his time. Interesting.
Actually, now I'm properly thinking, like, do we have, like, say, a fantasy series that has a female evil person? Like, that's the big evil is a woman?
I mean, Game of Thrones. Cersei was quite evil.
That's true. But was she like, she wasn't like big bad evil. She was just like kind of batshit crazy evil.
Yeah. Like nothing that you would compare to a Voldemort kind of evil.
Yeah. Or I would be really interested to read something. If anybody listening knows a book with like a big evil that's female Voldemort level, let us know because I'd be down for reading that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, but I'm really intrigued that I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I mean, Melanie gave us what I messaged you about. I forgot, obviously forgot the name. Harley Merlin.
Yeah.
Harley Merlin,
yeah.
Apparently there's a woman evil, but...
Ooh, okay.
Don't know.
Yeah, have to check that one out.
I have so many books now. You gave me new books and I'm still stuck at his Dark Materials somehow.
Oh.
It's kind of...
I haven't finished it?
I'm in the third one. I had like a roll and then it just dropped off somehow because it got really weird at some point.
Yeah, it does that. It kind of goes a bit of everywhere, doesn't it?
Yeah. So now I'm just... And then some things just happen so all of a sudden where I'm like, what the fuck? Why? And I don't know how on board I can get with that whole religious undertone.
Mm.
So find that a bit weird. But I mean, I'm not that estranged from it that I'm like, I'm not going to read it anymore. But it's also not that I'm like, I really want to know what's happening now. So it's just so, I don't know.
If it makes you feel like better and maybe more connected to Philip Pullman, he is like staunchly against Boris Johnson. Like he is like down with Boris Johnson. He's like down with Trump. Like he's totally on the social side of politics. So like I don't think that he's super religious. He's just brought the iconoclast into his books.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be influenced by that anyway. I mean, I don't think that every book I ever read in my life is written by a left-wing liberalist. and I think it's important to maybe not judge people by their cover sometimes. They can still write great books even though they don't agree with me as a person.
That's true.
I guess.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point, yeah. But yeah, so that's kind of the geeky stuff I've been doing. Like, literally, like, I haven't been doing very much other than sticking my nose in those books.
But that's cool.
Yeah. My Warcraft subscription expires on Saturday and I'll not be getting it back until next year if I get it back at all.
Depends on what happens at BlizzCon, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, it'll not be till next year anyways because there's no point in me subscribing to Warcraft while I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
Because I won't have the time to dedicate. And I'm like, 10 quid is 10 quid, mate.
Also, on the laptop is probably not fun at all.
No. I mean, to be fair, like I started playing on a laptop and it ran. It was fine. Not the one I've got now.
Yeah. It's
hopefully a little bit better. But yeah, I'm thinking that like I'm going to use the time not playing Warcraft to look at like maybe more indie games. And I want to see, I know Pillars of Eternity is huge, but it's not like super intensive or it wasn't the first kind of playthrough, like the first 2 hours that I played. So I'm like, I'm wondering if that will, my laptop will support it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get stuck into Breath of the Wild while we're away.
Nice.
Yeah. That's like my goal is to play that one. So that's me. What about you? What's the geeks and freaks?
I feel I'm a bit low on geeky stuff recently. It comes and goes in waves all the time. Like
you need a geek injection.
I need a geek injection, but I'm coming over, so I'm getting my in-person geek injection. No, yeah. I generally have a binge tendency, as we've well established in the various episodes. So. Yeah. I just fall in two holes and then get out of on the other side after it. And there is not a game at the moment where I'm like, yeah. So I finished Link's Awakening, obviously, and I have downloaded the Goose game, but it was also not. I mean, I have it now, but don't think it's something where I would be like sitting here wandering my goose around in town. It's didn't catch me story-wise because obviously not a lot of story besides causing chaos and mayhem, which is amazing.
But I mean, that's amazing, right?
In general, it's amazing, yeah. But then, so I didn't do it. I might, before I come over, might check out the Nintendo store because it's the beginning of the month. I still have money. Why not throw it away?
Yeah. Don't forget when you come over to bring your Joy-Con so that we can four party.
I totally bring my Switch as well.
Nice. Okay, even better.
Like, I have it here.
Oh, okay.
And I have a nice travel situation that I can put it in. So nice. That's all safe and soundish.
We need to get one for going away as well.
I can show you mine. It's really nice. I mean, it's just for the Switch, basically. And I just threw the other Joy-Cons into my backpack when I took it to Marrakesh. Mm. But there are bigger versions of that as well, where you can put more games into it. And it, okay. I can show you, it was a really good quality. Like, it's a bit of a hardish thing, but not super intense, where you can just, I can just lay it in there and wrap it around, and it's hard enough on the outside so that nothing's happening. It's really nice, actually.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yep.
Show me it when you're here.
I'm showing you it. So yeah, that's why I'm not hardcore into the gaming at ATM.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm watching. I mean, I'm outing myself right now.
I'm used to it.
I've been following the Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star YouTube series.
Okay.
Which is a documentary, basic documentary that Shane Dawson makes, where he followed Jeffree Star for a year and where they basically create the Shane Dawson makeup palette, eyeshadow palette. And it's really interesting. So I'm excited today, and tomorrow is our two releases of two episodes again. I think it will be 9 parts, and on the first they release the makeup and the eyeshadow shade for the conspiracy palette.
Yeah. Are you going to be getting it?
I think I will, actually.
Will you?
Yeah, because number one, I never had good makeup. Like, I never had proper, only like cheapish kind of shit that whatever. And I'm like, why the fuck not?
Okay. Well, hey, you must be like, they must be pretty awesome, because if they get you to buy, like, invest in that kind of makeup, I'm impressed. Like, that's good marketing and everything.
It's not that I never have makeup. You just don't ever see me in one. I can show you my bag. I have stuff. And it also comes and goes in waves. Then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get my shit. But now that I'm working from home, I hardly ever put it on. But I started to acknowledge that it can be a part of self-care.
It can be. That's funny. I was working on a podcast episode last week or the week before, and it was about health. And the host was talking about how using makeup is actually a form of self-care. I was like, I guess.
I think if you not do it to cover stuff up, I mean, I think it gets difficult when you use makeup because you want to hide whatever you look like, because you think you're unlookable, or you can't be looked at when you're not wearing makeup. Whereas I think if you just want to, it's basically like painting. Who said that? Siege said that. Doing makeup and on your own face is basically artsy and drawing. So I'm like, it could be something just to, because I will definitely not use makeup every day because it's too much work. And I'm like, what should I do it for? But occasionally, why not? And also my nephew has prom next year. So I'm like, need to put stuff on there anyway. And you can just,
do you go to prom with people?
This is a ball, basically, when he has prom.
And you go?
Everybody, all the families go.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay. Talk about Austrian prom. This is interesting. tell me all about it. Because, like, North American prom, it's literally, like, you go with a date or with a group of friends and teachers. And, like, that is the prom.
So the final class, basically, of the school, when they graduate, they always have a ball situation and prom ball, whatever. And it's for them and for the families, and everybody else can come as well. Like, people can come to other. So there is always a season where all the proms start. Every school who has, like, making their A levels, so when they're 18, 19, around there, they all have proms. And then everybody can go to various proms. And from those who graduate that year, all the family is there as well. And then the kids have a dance that opens the thing with white dresses and black suits and stuff. And they dance and the waltz and shit. And then there is music and dancing. And then at midnight, they have some entertainment show situation, some skit or something. Or some dancing again, and but they need to come up with it, and it's always a theme. So ours was Wild Wild West, the Glorious 60, because we're 60 students.
Yeah.
We also create, like, magazines for it, like, kind of not really a yearbook, but it's like you have a story in it that describes you that a friend of yours probably wrote, and then you sell those, and all the money you get and make you then can use either for the trip when you've graduated, because they go to a trip in general after everything's over, or everybody gets a piece of the money, I guess. And the prom is basically to raise money for them to take something home with them.
That sounds way better than North American prom. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's something that the parents often will really like to see when their children dance on the prom night in the white dresses, and they have these choreographies, and they start going to dancing school, I think, in this year before already. So they have dancing classes, and then they do the choreography and making going together and roses and whatever and sway sway, and then, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm just like, that sounds so cool. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, and we all go. So we already have my nephew's, like, when his is. It's in November 2020. They have to book the room and everything, the place.
Wow.
And yeah, they need to organize everything themselves, like decoration and blah, blah, blah. So they need to make that happen themselves.
That's so cool. No, I'm just like blown away that it's such like a family affair, and that there's like choreography. Like,
what did we have? We had first a regular dances, mostly to some song. And then afterwards I wasn't dancing at the prom thing, like at the white dresses thing, because I didn't want to look like a Michelin guy. So I wasn't wearing a white dress there. But afterwards, you pretend that the dance is over, and then suddenly another song starts, and then we did some awesome dancing. Nice. Like, not couples dance. And at midnight, we also had like a skit with dancing, and we organized the guy who was popular around here at that time, who did a lot of choreography for people. He was very much like younger, less competent version of Michael Jackson. But he was definitely inspired by his dance moves, let's just say.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we learned all that and then did that as well.
That sounds amazing. So I'm just like, my mind is blown. I'm like, this sounds so cool.
I think I have a VHS of that. Do you have a VHS recorder? I can bring it. No, you don't. Who still has that? Nobody has that.
My dad does. My dad has one in Florida. Give it to me and I'll take it to Florida.
I need to find it. I have it somewhere.
And I'll be like, Mom and Dad, do you want to see Monica at her prom?
I have like great hair and everything. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's why you were so confused, because I said I'm going to that one.
Yeah, because I was like,
what the fuck? Really? Why? Why like, would
why?
You? I mean, obviously all the young ones, they take it as an opportunity to get someone, find another person and get laid and stuff. But
yeah, naturally.
But it's cool because as a family, you do actually have a table. Otherwise, when you go to the proms, there is not really room for tables or anything. But this time we have a table.
Nice.
So I'm excited.
Yeah. When I went to my prom, I went to two proms, actually. I went to mine and I went to a good friend of mine's, because unfortunately he didn't really have any friends at his high school. But I was really good friends with him. And also my best friend went to the same high school. And when I showed up, he was like, fuck, are you doing here? I was like, ha, ha, ha. It's funny. So yeah, I got two. But it's literally like you go and my prom was in Toronto, so we took like the train down, we got a hotel room for the night, and I just went with friends, and we had dinner, like a dinner in the dark ballroom, and dancing, crown the prom queen and prom king, dancing, and like kind of went home. But it was same thing at Mike's prom, like it was just the same thing.
We don't have a prom king or queen. We don't have that, no. Are there just people going to the prom who graduate during that year, or are there others going as well?
It's just people that are graduating that year, unless they've got like a date, say in another year, like a year below or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who is paying for all of this?
They sell tickets. Okay. So it's, yeah.
You basically pay your own prom then.
Yeah. And like there's only a prom committee. So it's like a certain amount of people that do the whole organization of it all.
I mean, there's also a committee with us, and then but from every class. So when we had three classes, so with like each 20-ish people, so we had like two or three from every class for the bigger committee, and then we had smaller ones where there were working groups from various. For example, I wasn't in the big committee, but I was in the committee for the print of the magazine, obviously. And had a meltdown on a guy who thought he was so much better, and then I cried because he just made me so angry, and then he didn't know what happened. I remember that distinctly. I was super stressed. I was going to everyone, and I was staying up until 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and then they just came around and tried to piss on my parade, and I was like, couldn't handle it anymore. And I think he didn't expect what was happening.
Yeah, well, my graduating class was probably about 200 people, maybe 250 people.
Wow.
So, yeah, I went to a big high school.
I mean, I guess then it makes sense to just sell tickets somehow, because you already make a lot of money with just 200 people, and you can't even, I mean, 60 people won't celebrate anything. Maybe that's why our classes, because our classes are so much smaller, maybe that's the reason why the proms are with family and people, whoever wants to come.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Interesting, like the cultural thing. Like, I know here in Northern Ireland, like, I don't have kids, but I used to be in cadets, and I've like friends who have younger siblings and everything, and now friends who have kids that are almost that age. God, that's scary.
Yeah, fuck, man.
Wow. But yeah, they've got like a thing called formal, which as I just assumed that it was something similar to prom, but now I'm like a Canadian prom, but now I'm like, is it though? Like, maybe I need more information about the cultural ways of formal.
I really want to know now.
Maybe I'll ask Tom, because Tom was here. Yeah, I'll ask Tom. He probably didn't go.
But maybe he will know.
Yeah. So that was a random tangent on this geek carrying a chill. I liked it.
I mean, I had the best idea. We can spin it in the geeky direction. I had the best idea for my nephew's prom.
Oh, yeah?
Topic-wise. Because obviously we always give it a topic, and I was like going to him, telling him that, because he's working at a technically school, right? So he's like, he's in smart production, so he has a lot of IT and programming and shit. And I mean, there's mostly boys, because it's like there's also like wooden stuff and whatever, like all hands-on things. And I was like, you can call it ball night. Like ball and NIT, like Fortnite. And you can make the logo look like Fortnite. And then in the ball area, you can have various areas, which also fits to, because they have it in the, from the entire school. So I was like, you can have it like a map, like in Fortnite, like the island. And then the various areas are the various things for the school branches that they're in. And then I had it all in my head, and I was super excited. I'm still super excited. But yeah, I don't know if he will bring it so convincing as I do.
That sounds really cool though. Yeah, I would totally go to a prom that was ball night.
See, it would be so amazing. And you can make all the cool things. They can have decoration based on Fortnite. Maybe they can write and maybe get sponsored, and they can sell like tickets and stuff like this for Fortnite. I think it totally fits the age bracket as well.
Yeah,
18-year-olds nowadays. He found it funny. Yeah. I don't know if he will pass my idea on.
I hope he does.
I hope.
And I hope that you get to go to a ball night, because that would be so cool.
That would be so cool. I would even make the logo and everything, just because I'm like, I want this to happen.
You can make the logo for him to pitch the idea.
Yeah, I was so short of doing this. And what I was thinking was, because all of the dancing and stuff, right? So they can have the actual prom dance, and then they can do the Fortnite dance, and then they can do the Carlton and the Charlton and the tea thing and the dabbing and shit. The tea thing.
Oh, it'd be so funny.
Flossing. I'm too old for that shit.
The tea thing. Oh, yeah.
See? That would be an amazing prom.
It would be. That'd be really, really amazing.
And I
but
think
now you need to wait and find out what Fortnite 2 is, though.
Is it like, still not out?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Fortnite, man.
Yeah, me neither.
Did you see Pathra's video? She put a video up. She was playing Fortnite with a little kid.
No.
Oh, okay, you need to watch it. It's so funny.
There's also a map out, apparently, Chapter 2.
Okay.
Still interesting, though, that they actually deleted all their tweets. Yeah, there is no black hole anymore.
Okay. Yeah, That was good marketing.
It was good marketing. I agree.
Yeah. It even had me being like, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know anything about this, but what is going on?
I really like that when they make a change experienceable, said a word, whatever, you get me, for the players, like they did with Final Fantasy 14 when they basically shut it down. They just did not just shut it down. They had like this entire epic story arc where everything is destroyed, and from that everything new happened, which I find amazing when you can experience that in game. And the same with Fortnite now, when you get sucked into a black hole and then you're like, what the fuck is going on? I like that. I think that's really good marketing and storytelling kind of thing. It's great. Mm-hmm. Better than stopping really something cool and starting fresh because meh.
Yeah, I agree.
That's hashtag lame.
Yes, team lame.
Hashtag team lame.
I don't want to be on team lame though, so.
I can't. It kind of grows on me, hashtag team lame. I can take team lame.
I mean, I'll still be over here on team Ellen, chilling, a little bit of killing.
Awesome.
Just to bring that full circle, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
Oh, cool beans. I think we should call it there because it's been like the most random geek herring and chill ever, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I hope that you listeners got as much random shit out of this episode as we did.
We had all the things. We had a bit of geekiness. We had TV. We had games. We had cultural stuff. We had games. And we had hashtags.
What more can you want?
Yeah, the perfect episode. This is like,
yeah, a perfect episode of geek herring.
Amazing.
The only thing, we didn't tell anyone that they were a dick.
What?
We normally say people are dicks. We just didn't say it this time.
No. Yeah. We don't always have dick, Monica. Things right back at you.
Thanks.
Great. Now we got that out of the way.
Yep. Checked all the boxes. Cool. All right. Yeah. That's it. Just going to call it.
Yeah. We're calling it. Dropping it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Guys, do you want to come like hang out with us in Discord where you get more random shit like this? Because you can totally do that. Geekherring.com/Discord. And yeah, it's random.
It's great.
It's all the fun.
See you there.
Or you're square.
If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.